the rest of the story. Paul Jennings never knew what to expect when he visited Dorothea. She could be sick, she could be starving. The old woman seldom complained about anything, so it was important that Paul see for himself. This time was no surprise. The widowed lady greeted him warmly at the door, as usual. Her large eyes always seemed to be smiling, and just as predictably, there was no food in the house. But how are you, Dorothea wanted to know, bubbling with anticipation of some story from the outside world. Yet it was difficult for Paul to talk about himself at times like this, with the poverty of his aging friend wrenching his heart. And still, news brought its own kind of cheer to Dorothea, so Paul would regale her with where he had been and what so-and-so had said about this and that. He made as little as possible of the big market basket brimming with groceries, which he invariably brought when coming to call. He always spoke of something else as he tucked it inobtrusively in a corner of the bare kitchen. Dorothea, as was her custom, accepted this charity gratefully and gracefully. Paul would study the woman's eyes for self-consciousness or a trace of hurt, and was much relieved by their absence. In the moments before they parted, the old house seemed even older and colder and emptier. At the door, Paul turned to Dorothea. Are you sure now that you're all right? And she nodded sweetly. But Paul was unconvinced. He reached into his pocket. He withdrew some folding money. His friend must take this, he insisted, just in case. The old woman laughed. Nonsense, she exclaimed, and gently pushed Paul's hand away. But Paul refused to make light of this. For old time's sake, then, he said. And tenderly he pressed the cash into her palm. It was then that the tears welled up in those large, smiling eyes. The words, thank you, caught in her throat. Paul turned and was gone. He would visit many times again between then and the end of their earthly friendship, and each time he would bring groceries and common necessaries which Dorothea could not afford. Paul Jennings could only imagine what it was like to go hungry, for personally he never had, and for that he owed Dorothea and her husband, now many years deceased. He owed them. From them he remembered only kindness. Even though once upon a time Paul Jennings was owned by Dorothea and her husband. Yes, I do mean to say he was their slave. And yet so well had Paul been treated, even as such, that long after he became a free man, he returned to his former owner to look after her needs, to watch over her, even to feed her and give her money through the interminable time after the world had turned its back on the impoverished widow. In school, you learned much about a grand Washington hostess, the belle of every capital ball, Dorothea Payne Todd Madison, First Lady, gracious Dolly Madison. And you may have wondered whatever became of her when the music stopped. Well, now you have met the man who came to her in her silence. Now that you know the rest of the story.